Hello, everyone. Welcome into another episode of Kentucky Daily, a daily podcast covering your University of Kentucky Wildcats. I'm Sean Smith. He's Derek Terry. Derek, how are you today?
Doing well, Sean. How are you?
Doing well. So we're going to have an episode here with Travis Branham of 24/7 Sports to break down everything that's going on with Kentucky basketball recruiting right now, Kentucky's huge surge that they're on right now, Derek, with landing back-to-back commitments from Shaedon Sharpe, Chris Livingston. And then we're going to transition into Cason Wallace, who John Calipari went to visit yesterday, along with Jay Lucas. So less than 24 hours after they secure a commitment from Chris Livingston, Cal is sitting courtside with a grin on his face, trying to shore up that final piece to the perimeter. Kentucky's in a great spot with that one. I'm going to talk Derek Lively, all these other prospects, and then we're going to even move into 2023, not get really specific, but just a general discussion of some targets and where that class stands, because Derek, that class is what's going to be pretty soon the main topic, the way Kentucky's kind of wrapping this thing up for 22. They're going to spend a ton of time on 23 pretty soon.
Yeah, I think so. This is a great interview we have coming up. Very informative. I think, Sean, you've done some basketball recruiting interviews that I wasn't in on, but I think since you and I have interviewed someone together, I think this is about as informative as it gets. And I think people will get very excited. Everyone's happier when UK is recruiting at this level. And like you said, there's some great stuff in here. And that 2023 class, I was starting to dig into it some more last night, just trying to familiarize myself with some names. There's a name that Travis is going to mention on here that I guess if you are a hoops junkie and you really keep up with it, maybe you will know this kid. But I did not know one of these guys he's talking about, and he's pitching that he's going to be in the top 10 soon, and that's someone UK should get to know, which tells me that he's probably heard something that suggests that UK has a great shot at landing said player. Tune in, or of course, just stick around, and it's towards the end of the interview. So this is great stuff.
Yeah, it really is. By far, it's the second time we've had Travis on, and that interview was really good. The first one was really good too, but the recruiting interviews, the one with Ben Cardi last week was good. So the last couple of interviews we've had on here have been fantastic. And I think it's easier now, Derek, because you're kind of getting to know where Kentucky is with these classes. Like, when we have some of these people on, it's kind of it's kind of wait and see. It's so early in the process, but now that you're getting some, you know, foundation in these recruitments, you're seeing who they're prioritizing. It's so much easier to really talk about topics like this because they're getting commitments. You're keying in on, now there's no Nick Smith Jr. on Kentucky's board. It's all Cason Wallace. It's easier to really talk and navigate through these. I mean, recruiting's messy as it is.
Yeah. Recruiting, it can get messy, but I think whenever they moved on from Nick Smith, I told you all you needed to know about how they felt about Cason Wallace and where that recruitment was going. And like you mentioned, there's no slowing down right now. I mean, they don't sit there and kind of relish that they won a big recruiting battle for Chris Livingston. They're right back on the road, not only to try to finish up this class, but to get guys in the 2023 class. So they're doing a really good job right now, getting in front of people, laying that groundwork for what should be an excellent class again next year.
Yeah, it should be. But we're not going to waste your time any longer. We're going to go ahead and just get into that interview with Travis Branham. As always, this show is powered by Blue Wire Pods. It's also powered by the Butcher's Pub, three locations, Williamsburg, London, and Pineville, Kentucky. You can visit thebutcherspub.com or check them out on Facebook. But here's Travis Branham of 24/7 Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now joining us on Kentucky Daily is Travis Branham of 24/7 Sports. Travis, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic, Travis. But I know John Calipari is doing very well right now as well. Just what do you think about this recent surge that Kentucky basketball has had with this 2022 class?
Yeah, they've done an outstanding job. I actually think even dating back to about the winter of this time last year, I remember thinking to myself, like, this is a class that Kentucky can really hit a home run on. I think there's a lot of interest from a lot of players in going to Kentucky. And this staff has really hit it out of the park. They've jumped on the right guys. And now, obviously, getting that top-tier talent, securing Shane Sharp, who at the time, Kentucky offered him well before he even blew up as, like, the number one prospect. I think at the time they offered him, we had him right around the 50 range in our 24/7 sports rankings. So they've done a good job of identifying players. And again, this was a staff that they could hit it out of the park with, and they've done that so far.
Travis, you just mentioned Shaedon Sharpe moving up to number one. He is now the, you know, going by the composite rankings on 24/7. He's a consensus number one player. Joins, you know, guys like RJ Barrett, Chet Holmgren from last year, is at the moment anyway, as the top overall player. What is it at this point you think that has separated Sharp from the other people in his class and has put him as a clear number one guy?
Yeah, him personally, what kind of solidified him or got him that number one spot at this point is just how monstrous of a summer he had. He showed that he is one of the best scorers in all of high school basketball, first off. And then then you couple that with his physical tools, standing near 6'5". He's got a strong frame. He's an explosive athlete. He had a great summer playing for UPlay Canada on the EYBL circuit. And he just consistently put the ball in the hole all summer long. He really improved his jump shot over the past year. And this is a kid that has a tremendous amount of upside. Like, he's a good passer. And he's really creative off the bounce. Like, he can really get to his spots. He can create his own shots. He's just dynamic. And I think there's a lot of upside left to tap into, especially when it comes to that playmaking ability, learning to function in ball screens. And then especially as he learns to attack the rim more. Right now, he has a tendency to really settle for a lot of jump shots. He can make tough jump shots. He did that all summer. But now you start getting him to attack the rim more, and that's just going to open up the rest of the game and opportunities for his teammates.
And I think it kind of snuck up on all of us that he's now the highest rated UK commitment in the composite rankings in the internet era. I didn't even know that until Derek pointed it out to me the other day.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to me personally. I think if you me personally, like, you date this back to other top prospects in past classes. And I mean, if you even want to go back to 2011, 2012, when Kentucky got Anthony Davis and Erlen Snoell, I don't think, like, I would still give the nod to Anthony Davis, and understandably so. But yeah, in this class, and I meant to say this to the last question, it is still a really tight race for the number one spot. Derek Lively's right there with him. I think those two are going to be battling it out all year, and I think you could see them interchanging a bit over the next season. So Derek Lively, another big-time talent, 7-footer, rim protector, can make shots from three for a 7-footer. That's just something you don't really find nowadays. He's got a ton of upside. And I think when you compare the two summers, Lively had a bit of a different situation. He was playing on a loaded, absolutely loaded team, final team that won Peach Jam, but he's playing alongside Jalen Duren, who at the time was the number one prospect in the 22 class. So when you're asking two bigs like that to play alongside each other, there's obviously going to be some give and take there. So his summer just wasn't as dominant as Shane Sharp. So for the time being, Shane has that number one spot, but this is going to be one where they're going to be battling out for the next year.
I guess we can stay on the topic of Lively. I'm going to ask you about Chris Livingston later. But with Lively, I think the last time we spoke with you, it seemed like Duke and North Carolina was in UK. We're all kind of right there battling out. Is that still how you see this recruitment going?
Yeah, his stuff on his end has been very quiet as of late. And things appear to be the status quo. It's still Duke and Kentucky battling it out at the top. And at this point, I can't gauge a leader at all. It bounces back and forth depending on who you talk to around the industry. So that's one that it's very tight race. And Penn State, I think, is in third with Michigan still in the mix as well.
I can't find the story right now. I was reading on 24/7 the other day. I was doing some research for a story. And I don't know who you chose, but I know there was a story that was kind of asking, we were just talking about the topic of the number one player, and it was kind of who else could maybe push for that spot. I know Brandon Jenkins chose Keontae George, I remember, but I know a few people chose Chris Livingston after the summer that he had. I guess how realistic is it that you could see him making that kind of push? And I guess overall as a prospect, what are some of the things that you like about Chris?
Yeah, me personally, especially in that article, I actually was one of those people that voted for Chris Livingston to potentially get in that conversation. Now, I think it is. Me personally, I'm still going with Derek Lively and Shaedon Sharpe. Chris Livingston, he can play his way into the conversation. Him actually getting that number one nod, he'd have to show a big jump in his development. He's capable of doing it, but I just think what Sharpe and Lively bring to their position, it's just a little bit more special at this point. But again, to get into that conversation, Chris would have to really perform like he did the last weekend of July playing on the 3SSB circuit. He was dominant all weekend long. When I watched him, he actually nearly posted a triple-double in one of the games I watched. He was obviously strong, powerful, athletic wing who's at his best when he's attacking the rim. He's very difficult for other wings to contain off the bounce because he's got that explosive first step, and he's got the strength to shield off guys as he's getting to the rim, and he has the ability to finish through contact and well above the rim. He's outstanding in transition. And then that weekend, what really stood out is he was taking good shots, one, and two, he was making his open shots. And then everything else kind of unfolded from there. He was getting to the rim, and then you could really see the talent and vision he has as a passer. I think that's something that's been underrated in his game. And something, if he continues to show that, if he continues to consistently bring that out and make his other teammates better, make those open shots, and then show an overall improved approach and engagement on the defensive end, I think he could play his way in to that number one conversation.
And how do you view him as a small ball four? The way that, you know, John Calipari spoke to the media last week, and he was talking about Keon Brooks and this UK roster, but when you kind of listen to some of those quotes, I think he was also talking to Chris Livingston as well.
Yeah, oh, for sure. He was definitely talking to Chris Livingston as well. Him playing the four, going to depend on your personnel, because I think if you do add Cason Wallace, you add the more of an ability to do that. You're going to be giving up a lot of size. Frankly, if you're throwing Chris at the four, he does have the strength. He does have the athleticism to play that position defensively, but he's not overly long. And so if you have Shaedon Sharpe, if you have Cason Wallace alongside him and all helping to rebound, I think you could potentially do it. And then you just get up and down the court and you put up a lot of points. So there's definitely potential for it, especially if Kentucky's going to go out to a four out, one in style, something we haven't really seen much of from Kentucky, especially recently. So that would be a big change. But, I mean, physically, athletically, he could check that position on defense and post for a major mismatch on the offensive end. But it's going to have the right personnel to really help swallow up the defensive rebounding.
Speaking of Cason Wallace, UK's Jay Lucas and John Calipari were just down there yesterday visiting him. I assume he leaves today to take his final official visit to Tennessee. I know you have a crystal ball pick in for Kentucky for Cason Wallace. And as of now, he's still planning to announce on November 7th. But I think a lot of people think that could get changed up. I guess, how confident are you that UK will be able to close the deal with Cason Wallace?
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I'm not putting in a crystal ball unless I feel very confident on it typically. So, Cason, I feel very good about Kentucky's chances there. And he is currently scheduled to commit on November 7th. He has this final official – it might not even be his final. He has an official visit to Tennessee this week, and there's rumblings going around that he might actually visit his other fourth finalist, University of Texas San Antonio. But I don't really consider them much of a factor. And I do think that this is one that could get moved up. I think he's coming close to a decision. I think Kentucky is in a great, great position when it comes to landing Wallace.
And as we wrap up here, if you have a moment, Travis, just touch on Kentucky's 2023 targets, maybe just a broad topic there. Just some guys like DeJuan Wagner Jr., Reed Shepherd, and some others there in that class.
Yeah. So first off, yeah, DJ Wagner. I think that's going to be Kentucky's battle to lose. Obviously, having coached his father, DeJuan, at Memphis, Kentucky's visited him one of the first days the recruiting period opened up. So, yeah, I love Kentucky's chances at landing that number one prospect in the class. Reed Shepherd, I think this one's going to be a little bit more open than a lot of people think. Everyone is considering Kentucky to be the heavy, expected to be the destination. But me personally, I think while you got Louisville, you got Indiana, Texas A&M, a bunch of schools on him, and Virginia as well. I think Virginia is actually going to be the team to beat here. I think there's a fit there and a draw to playing for Tony Bennett for Reed. And that I think is going to be Kentucky's top competition for this. Now, Kentucky's still going to be in a great spot. I think they're going to have a great chance to land him. But me personally, I don't think this is as clear cut as everyone else is making out to be. Virginia, I think it's going to be the team to beat. They also, John Calipari wants to go see Justin Edwards. This is a player for Kentucky fans to go ahead and start getting to know really, really well. He's going to make a bump into the top 10 of our next 2023 rankings. 6'7", very skilled wing. You can make shots from three, can create his own shot. Great passer, just a great overall well-rounded basketball player. And he is on record going on saying about how much interest he has in Kentucky about being a dream school. So John Calipari wants to go see him up in Philadelphia last weekend, along with Mackenzie Mbako. But Justin Edwards, personally, definitely a person for Kentucky fans to get to know. I think that's going to be another top 10 prospect that Kentucky can land in the 23 class. Mackenzie Mbako, that one's going to be tough. Duke has already gotten him on for an official visit just, I believe, 2 weeks ago. It seems like Duke is in a great position there. Kentucky's just now really starting to jump into the picture. Chin Coleman was also at to see Omaha Bilyeu, another top 10 player in the 23 class. They've really prioritized him very early. So I think he's going to be another one to keep an eye on. They're really casting their net now early for this 23 class. Still plenty to play out, but DJ Wagner, Justin Edwards, I think those are the top two guys that they'll be recruiting at this point. And I think they have great chances with both of them.
He's Travis Branham, and you can follow him on Twitter at @TravisBranham_. Travis, thank you so much for joining us on Kentucky Daily. We really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime, guys. Really appreciate it, and always enjoy coming on.